Welcome to the VAT update for April 2015, and in this month's edition we've got 7 items. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which in themselves contain links to the relevant cases and additional reading material if you wish to research matters further. I start with HMRC trying to impose a penalty when a man, actually a partnership, used the wrong form for the do-it-yourself builder scheme when in fact they were speculating in property, and as a consequence HMRC attempted to charge a penalty for having used the wrong form. Although, in point of fact, when the partnership registered, they were able to recover £10,887 properly of input VAT, when under the do-it-yourself scheme they had only applied for £9,389. HMRC were seeking a penalty of 15% for using the wrong form, and my immediate reaction in reading this was that HMRC has lost sight of what a penalty regime is intended to achieve. It's quite disproportionate. In fact, this penalty was totally inappropriate, and one wonders that someone within HMRC could not have exercised a bit of judgment and recognised that what they were trying to do was a blatant abuse of human rights, and they shouldn't have allowed this case to get to the tribunal. Fortunately, the tribunal agrees with my view, and they discharged the penalty which HMRC were trying to charge. Remember, HMRC actually ended up paying more VAT input recovery than had been claimed under the do-it-yourself business builder scheme. But in fact, HMRC had advised the man and had sent out the form for him to make this claim. Really, this case was a disgrace, and it worries me that HMRC are trying to penalise people when really that was not the intention of the penalty regime. And I can say that with a degree of authority, given that I was a member of the HMRC Powers Committee. Another case which illustrates a serious lack of judgment on the part of HMRC is that of a pilot, Captain Sam Smith, who claimed pre-registration input tax which he incurred as part of a pilot training course, but he did so 2 years before he decided to register voluntarily as a self-employed pilot. Now, we all know that Regulation 111 has a 6-month time limit for service. Captain Smith was arguing that what he had acquired when he did the training course was capital expenditure, and it was an intangible asset, and therefore it wasn't services, and therefore he was entitled to recover the input tax on the asset which he held at the commencement of his business, being the training course. Now, he was wrong, and HMRC might have directed him towards Article 14 of the directive, which would have illustrated that anything that's not goods is in fact services, or even Section 5.2b of the VAT Act 1994, which creates this fiscal fiction that anything done for a consideration which is not a supply of goods is a supply of services. So I think we can all recognise that HMRC were perfectly correct in refusing the pilot's claim to recover the input VAT in his training costs. Where things went tragically wrong is that HMRC then sought a penalty of 35%. That was a £771.54 penalty. Now, historically, that penalty level was indicative of serious fraud cases, but this is a man who told them what he was doing and who proceeded to make a claim which was incorrect because he misunderstood or wrongly believed that his training course was an asset on which he was entitled to recover VAT. He was outside a time limit. The imposition of a 35% penalty is technically correct, but morally reprehensible. You can read this tragic case, if you wish, on the notes. But more importantly, he was actually misdirected in some ways by HMRC guidance at BIM 35660, which does say that anything that's an enduring benefit is an asset. The Finance Act 2015 has been passed, and registration has increased to 82,000. And there are two other clauses, one of which gives details of refunds to certain charities and the other to highway companies. There's also HMRC guidance been updated on children's clothing, and in particular disallowing anything which contains fur, with a few exceptions. And notice 714 has been updated. HMRC have also published an estimate of the VAT tax gap for 2013-14 at around 10.3% or $12.1 billion. And they've also updated Notice 700, which is the general VAT guide. And the update is necessary to take account of the changes affecting prompt payment discounts from April 2015. Finally, there's some good news with the publication of Business Brief 8/2015 on pension fund management costs. But unfortunately, the total position is not clear, but HMRC promised to provide further information after the consultation later this summer. Thanks very much for listening. Have a happy Easter.